I'm Senior Airman Brooke Sorensen. On this edition of the AFN Aviana Report, Mission Command and Excellence in Military Education. Mission Command is a philosophy of leadership that empowers airmen to operate in uncertain, complex, and rapidly changing environments through trust, shared awareness, and understanding of commander's intent. In practice, airmen at all levels would be comfortable making decisions and operating based on commander's intent and the principles of Mission Command.
The 31st Maintenance Group strives to exercise Mission Command, which gives airmen the flexibility they need to seize opportunities as they arise quickly and achieve success. Airmen are trained to plan and execute the missions when isolated from higher-level decision-makers. Colonel Joseph Stengel, 31st Maintenance Group Commander, shares more on how the Maintenance Group is practicing Mission Command.
Here at Aviano on the 31st, we were encouraged to stop talking and start doing. So in March, we drafted our first mission type order. What that means is rather than having a lot of meetings about priorities day to day, we set those priorities at the beginning of the month and put in a mission type order. We pass it to the squadrons, then hold the squadron commanders responsible for carrying out those priorities.
Stengel also shares how practicing Mission Command gives airmen the opportunity to exercise for real-world scenarios in preparation for the future operations. I'm Airman First Class Zachary Jekyll, AFN News.
Excellence in military education. With your Air Force News, I'm Airman First Class Phil Edwards. NATO Allied Command Transformation is awarding the U.S. Air Force's Inter-European Air Forces Academy the distinction of unconditional accreditation. This prestigious recognition affirms IAFA's continuing contribution to NATO's priorities and readiness, adherence to educational standards, and commitment to continuous improvement. The Academy plays a vital role in educating and training military personnel from NATO and Partner for Peace nations, as well as nations in the U.S. AFRICOM area of responsibility, and is the first U.S. Air Force institution to receive this NATO accreditation. IAFA combines officer and enlisted training to foster positive operational command team relationships and a professionalized non-commissioned officer corps. That's today's Air Force News.
That's the AFN Aviana Report. I'm Senior Airman Brooke Sorensen.